Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says the newly appointed Inspector General of Police, General Atem Marol Biar, ordered the police to fight criminal activities in and around Juba within his first 21 days in office. He says police are carrying out operations to apprehend suspected criminals, including two gangs, one called the Toronto Boys and the other known by the N-word.
We started the operations, especially in Gumba, the day before yesterday, at the weekend. We managed to arrest 70. Now they are being investigating and the process is going on. This morning we met with our commanders of the sectors, because Juba is divided into sectors, so that to control all the criminal activities in residential areas. We met with them and they were told about the plan, and they shared their challenges, and the IGP promised to resolve those so that he makes sure that Juba is safe from these criminal activities.
Pictures of some of the arrested young men posted on social media show many of them wearing dreadlocks. Several commentators on social media have criticized the police for targeting people wearing dreadlocks simply because of their physical appearance. Lucky Ona, the chairperson of the South Sudan Artists Union, says many local South Sudanese musicians were also arrested during the police roundups in the capital, Juba.
We have almost like 15 artists now in jail, in prison. Yeah, I am meeting up with the IGP tomorrow so that we will bail them out. It is their right to orient us as young, because they are our fathers. That is the first thing. The second thing is to the artists, you have to have your own ID so that they have to identify you. But since you don't have an ID, the other organs, they will not identify who are you. They will make sure that you're just a criminal, that which is moving.
Major General Justin insists the police arrested individuals they suspect of involving in criminal activities.
No, you see, most of the cases, we get them involved in fighting among themselves. You see, they work with the fungus, massage, and then sticks with nails on that stick. You see, we have cases whereby some of them lost their lives because they are in groups. We know the names of the groups and their locations.
Juba resident Sorolo Jokudu also criticized the police action.
The action of the police under the orders of the IGP is unlawful. Whatever they claim it to be is unlawful. There is no law in this country that says if you appear like this, you are criminal. There is no law like that. It's just an individual way of doing things, and they're out of the law. And so I am very disappointed that it has reached an extent of even humiliating people by removing their hair.
The new Inspector General of Police, General Biar, promised to crack down on criminals operating in various suburbs of the South Sudan capital, Juba. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.